Don't even try, homeboy.
You can't beat her.
She's gonna school you, sucker.
You can't beat Kennedy.
You can try, but man,
you can't beat her.
You ain't gonna win, man. You're going down.
You think you can, but you can't.
Oh no. Oh no.
Stop. Game time.
Can't Beat Kennedy, brought to you by Cumberland Farms. All this week is Redemption Week. We bring back the five most recent competitors who have defeated Kennedy and give Kennedy a chance to redeem herself. This morning it is Sean from Revere.
That's hashtag Sean from Revere to you, sir.
Hashtag Sean from Revere. Hey, Sean, buddy.
Good morning.
How you doing?
Everyone's going to see my 15 minutes of fame burning crash.
I don't think so. People have been looking forward to you being in here all week. Right? Like, I've gotten emails from your friends.
Yeah.
Saying what a great guy you are.
I am.
There's been a lot of flirting.
That I should give you a shot, they say.
Right.
You're a delightful man.
I think
you
so.
Are.
You've been hanging out.
Nice fella.
I shaved for this.
Good looking, too. Right?
Me
what,
too.
Wait, what did you shave? like all your head?
Or? Yeah. Hey. Family show. Sean, will you kick Kennedy out of the studio, please?
You bet. Kennedy, would you please leave the studio?
Sure thing. Good luck, Sean.
Thank you. I need it.
No, you don't.
Annie.
What?
Did you see the way they locked eyes?
It was magical.
Magical.
I was talking about Sean and Dan.
Me too.
Five pop culture trivia questions. You get more right than our friend Kennedy there, Sean. And you're not getting the money. You'll just get bragging rights. All right.
You already got the money.
Yeah, you already got the money. If you look up on the board, you can see Kennedy has 2,161 wins, 201 losses. One of those losses is to you, even though she may have thrown it just to get you into the studio.
There's an asterisk.
Here we go. Question number one. London's world-famous wax museum has unveiled their new Ed Sheeran wax statue. It shows him playing guitar in a cat cafe. What is the name of the museum that also has locations all around the world?
Madame Tussauds.
Question number two. Millie Bobby Brown quit Twitter after being targeted by trolls posting homophobic memes. She's 14 years old, you idiots.
Don't you be mean to her.
I know.
She stars in Stranger Things as 11. In Stranger Things, what is the name of the alternate dimension existing in parallel to the human world?
It escapes me.
Okay. Question number three. 241 years ago today, the Continental Congress made the Stars and Stripes the first national flag. How many stars were on the first flag?
12.
Question number four. The Chainsmokers are going to play a Pepsi-sponsored concert on July 24th in L.A. They'll be covering hits by some of Pepsi's biggest spokespersons, including Ray Charles, Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, and Beyoncé.
Aren't they just DJs? Doesn't that mean they're just playing them?
I'm scared.
They're just hitting play on the record player?
I mean, this is Beyonce.
No, I could be wrong. I'm just asking questions.
Name the Chainsmokers' biggest hit to date. It features Halsey and peaked at number one back in 2016.
Sometimes I feel like the oldest guy in the room. That'd be right now. I have no idea.
All right. Question number five. When Quentin Tarantino first asked Neil Diamond to use his music in Pulp Fiction, he said no because he had a policy of not letting his stuff be used for drug references, but his publisher convinced him to say yes. Who played Butch, an aging boxer, paid off to take a dive in the movie Pulp Fiction? It's a tough one.
Yeah.
Name anybody in the movie.
I got nothing.
All right, let's get Kennedy back in the studio, please.
Kennedy!
You remembered. Good job. Kudos.
Thank
you. Kudos!
Kennedy, welcome back.
Thank you.
Let's see. Sean from Revere here for Redemption Week. Got 1 out of 5.
It hurts, I know.
So
Sean, what happened?
It's a long story. There's not enough time.
It started at question one and ended at question five. That was the story.
I still look good.
You do.
There you go.
You do.
And you got a smile on your face. That's the important part.
Were you nervous being here? Or
no, just, not one bit.
All right, good.
No,
just tough questions.
Yeah. Good enough.
These are tough questions. Question number one. Kennedy, London's world-famous wax museum has unveiled their new Ed Sheeran wax statue. It shows him playing guitar in a cat cafe. What is the name of the museum that also has locations all around the world?
Madame Tussauds.
101, question number two. Millie Bobby Brown quit Twitter after being targeted by trolls posting homophobic memes. Of course, she stars in Stranger Things as 11. In Stranger Things, what's the name of the alternate dimension existing parallel to the human world?
The Upside Down.
2-1, question number three. 241 years ago today, the Continental Congress made the Stars and Stripes the first national flag. How many stars were on the first flag?
13.
One for each of the 13 colonies.
So close, Sean. I was. So close.
I thought it was 13 stripes, but...
12. It was.
There you go.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Go with your gut.
3-1, question number four. Chainsmokers are going to play a Pepsi-sponsored concert in L.A. on July 24th, Kennedy. They will be covering hits by some of Pepsi's biggest spokespersons, including Ray Charles, Michael Jackson, Britney Spears, and Beyonce.
Okay.
Name their biggest hit to date. It features Halsey and peaked at number one last year.
Closer.
4-1, question number five. When Quentin Tarantino first asked Neil Diamond to use his music in Pulp Fiction, he said no because he had a policy of not letting his stuff be used for drug references. Kennedy, who played Butch, an aging boxer, paid off to take a dive in the movie.
Bruce Willis.
It was Bruce Willis.
Oof.
Kennedy.
It hurts.
Speaking of dives.
Did not throw this one,
no,
did she?
No.
Yeah, but I got him in here, so yeah. Winning.
Hashtag Sean from Revere.
Hashtag Sean from Revere.
We got this from the 978. If Kennedy doesn't want him, and hashtag Sean from Revere needs a date, I'm happy to step up.
Sean, aww, they love you. The right? People, they love you.
Yeah, they do.
Oh, Kennedy threw it for Sean.
No, Sean threw it for Kennedy. You read that wrong. Oh,
<it's>, 5-1, Kennedy. Nice job.
Not on my part.
Hey, you're not walking away empty-handed. I know you're a dad, and listen to this. You are getting a $100 gift card to Fleming's Prime Steakhouse and Wine Bar. Fleming's is celebrating Father's Day with a special three-course menu featuring the 35-ounce prime tomahawk, a steak as legendary as dad himself. Guests can also enjoy a premium bourbon tasting experience. Visit Fleming'sSteakhouse.com to make your reservation today so you enjoy that, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thanks for coming and hanging out with us, buddy. What do you want to say to Kennedy before you go?
I'm Sean from Revere, and I can't beat Kennedy.
This time.
I beat her once, kind of, sort of.
There you go.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.